Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, seorang aktivis transgender di Tasmania mengatakan, ia berharap anggota Parlemen Inggris Jimmy Wallace akan menginspirasi orang lain di komunitas trans untuk mengejar karier di bidang politik. Minggu lalu, Wallace dari Partai Konservatif menjadi orang transgender pertama yang terbuka di Parlemen Inggris. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sarah Maunder untuk SBS News. Ini adalah hari musim gugur yang khas di Hobart. Ada kabut tipis, disertai hujan dan hawa dingin. Namun itu tidak menghentikan kerumunan kecil yang berkumpul di depan Balai Kota Hobart untuk menyaksikan pengibaran bendera transgender. Dr. Charlie Barton adalah seorang pria transgender Tasmania, sangat bangga dan juga aktivis LGBTQI+ lokal.
Trans Day Visibility is a great day for our community. It's an opportunity to celebrate who we are and for our friends and allies to come together and show that they support us. So Tasmania has come a very long way in a relatively short space of time. For a while there, we were probably trailing the rest of the country in significant ways around rights for LGBTIQ+ people. We were late to the party to decriminalise homosexuality, late to the party to decriminalise cross-dressing laws. And as some Tasmanians will remember, and many of us are celebrating still, only a couple of years ago, we became nation leaders with our historic gender recognition laws. And progress is continuing in this state.
Menjelang Hari Visibilitas Transgender 31 Maret yang lalu, anggota Parlemen Partai Konservatif Inggris, Jimmy Wallace, memposting pernyataan online. Pernyataan itu berbunyi sebagai berikut.
I'm trans, or to be more accurate, I want to be. I've been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, and I've felt this way since I was a very young child. I had no intention of ever sharing this with you. I only imagined I would leave politics well before I ever said this out loud.
Dalam sebuah pernyataan lain, dipostingkan beberapa saat kemudian, Wallace menulis berikut ini.
I am overwhelmed by the kindness and support I have received in the last few hours. I'm proud to be completely open and honest about the struggles I have had and continue to have with my identity. However, I remain the same person I was yesterday. For the time being, I will continue to present as I always have and will use he, him, his pronouns.
Jade Darko adalah seorang wanita transgender di Tasmania dan ia adalah kandidat Partai Hijau untuk kursi Franklin dalam pemilihan federal mendatang. Ia mengatakan melihat anggota parlemen transgender pertama secara terbuka di Inggris adalah tonggak sejarah yang besar.
I am skeptical as to what is going to come of this given that he is from the Conservative Party and has come out to say he will continue to use he, him pronouns for the time being. So I'm cautiously optimistic that this might mean a positive chapter for trans rights in the United Kingdom and worldwide is about to begin.
Darko mengatakan iklim politik saat ini untuk orang-orang transgender menantang, namun itu seharusnya tidak menghentikan orang-orang untuk mempertimbangkan masuk atau terlibat dalam politik.
What I would say is that fully embracing who you are and seeing the person that you want to be in the mirror is one of the most joyful and life-affirming things in the entire world. And I would encourage anyone who is questioning their gender identity, questioning whether to come out, to live authentically, to live in a way that pursues joy, because there is only one chance at life, and we might as well seek all the joy that we can. And I think that although the current climate is very hostile to trans rights, that only makes it all the more important for us to be involved.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai transgender dalam dunia politik yang disusun oleh Sarah Maunder untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.